You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mamunx, alongside me, as always, three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. What up, though?
Hey, what's good, my man, Mo?
How you doing?
What's good? Oh, man, only terrific. How are we doing today?
Hey, I know you're in a good mood today because one of your favorite teams is on a four-game win streak right now.
Who is that?
None other than the Phoenix Suns.
Oh.
They took down the Bucks last night. Devin Booker hit a nice little game winner. Milwaukee proceeded to run one of the worst after timeouts plays I've ever seen. They also beat the Cavaliers. They beat the Bulls before that, which isn't really anything to shout about. And they beat the Raptors before that, which is even less to shout about. But are they finally figuring something out just ahead of the play-in?
I don't know if they're figuring something out. I don't, because, you know, everyone has it figured out. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then let's play from there. I just think for whatever reason, you know, who knows? It's never, when you watch the team, you look at the team and you go, it's as long as Kevin Durant is on the team, you know, you should be at a minimum of 50 win team. And then you have Devin Booker as well. And, you know, I don't know if it's when you look at those guys, I mean, you both have number one options, especially offensively with those guys. But for whatever reason, something has not, you know, gone in there. Something hasn't gone right for them. And I don't know, but clearly now, you know, Kevin Durant has figured out that, you know, hey, I can score, and Devin Booker can figure out I can score, and now you see
Not just figured it out.
They haven't played well together like they've played in this last three or four games. But again, like I said, who knows what the issue is, because we're not there. But something hasn't gone right for them. I don't know if it's personnel, whether it's
the construction of the roster was always the issue with this team. We always knew Kevin Durant and Devin Booker could score the basketball. I don't think that was ever in question here. But just finding the right combinations of players, I guess. You know, they moved Nurkic at a trade deadline. They still didn't address that point guard spot, but
Well, they addressed it. They went and got the kid from Minnesota. They addressed it. Was it Tyus Jones? No, Jones.
Oh, in free agency last summer.
Yeah, they addressed it. When you have those two on the team, you should win 50 games. Now it's between 50 and 65 games, depending on how the team is constructed. If you know you're capable of getting 60 to 65, possibly 70 points from just two players, you're in pretty good shape. Now, again, something is not right with the group, because now we've gone through a couple coaches now.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through numerous players. And at some point, you know, those guys just have to go, okay, let me just play the way they're playing right now. I think those two players have just finally figured out, what does Kevin Durant's thing say? I do me and I just
chill.
That's it. That's the formula right there. Because if he just does that, everyone else will figure it out.
Yeah, 38 last night.
There you go.
On you just 52% from the field.
You know, that in my opinion, if let's pretend we are coaching this team. Kevin, you just go get 35 a night, and then I'll figure out the rest as we go along. You just go get 35. I'll get you the ball in the operating areas where you can't get double teamed. You get 35, and I promise you, I'll figure out the rest. That to me is the you have a player that can get 35 points a night easily in this league. You have another player that can probably get 35 a night just as easy in Devin Booker. You guys just go do what you do. And then I'll figure out the rest. I'll put Mo and BJ, we'll put them in the corners just so we can keep the proper spacing. We'll take those six fouls right there so you guys don't have to get tired on the other end. But you guys just make sure you get your 35 a night. And then there will be some nights where Kevin Durant will get 40, Devin Booker will get 40, and then we'll have 80 points between those two, which should translate to our six fouls being even more valuable because that means we're required to do our part, which is to foul and play defense. So, again, I don't know what the issue really is, but I know it's very hard not to win in this league when you have two guys that can score 30 points easily in this league. They can get 30 and not even play well, both of them. That's how good both of those guys are.
I think the lineup that they played last night, they played Colin Gillespie at starting point guard, and they play Ryan Dunn out there with Booker Durant and Nick Richards at center. I like that lineup. They out-rebounded the Bucks in a huge way. I think the rebounding advantage was 52 to 36. All five starters had at least five boards. That's obviously going to be a huge factor into winning these games and generating those extra possessions. I think a problem for the Suns is they've had so much fluctuation with their lineups. They've never really managed to have time to find a consistent rhythm as the season's gone on.
Yeah,
Is
I
Bradley
don't
Beal
need a
coming off the
rhythm. I
bench?
don't
Is he
need,
kind of
yeah,
starting?
I don't need a rhythm. You guys need a rhythm. Here's my rhythm. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then you guys figure out the rest. And then you tell the GM, these guys, give me three other guys that can play. Just give me three other guys that got six fouls. I'll figure it out. This isn't complicated. You have two, how many teams have two guys? Okay, you have one guy, you're in great shape. You've got two guys. You look at your Celtics. You have two elite offensive players. You have two offensive. Everything has changed around the Celtics except those two. The coaching has changed. The GM has changed. The players have changed. And those two guys have been there. Porzingis comes in and out of the lineup. Al Horford, he's not expected to really score, but every now and then he has a game. Derek White comes over, and all of a sudden he is an elite player. Look what everything changes, but when you have two players like that, what else is there to talk about? When you come to Phoenix, your role is already set. Pass the ball, set screens, and play defense. Because those two guys are going to get all the touches. And then their job is obviously, when you get double team, they pass the ball. And if you can't make a shot, then it's my job to get someone in there that can make a shot. I mean, Mo, it's not like
Poor Bradley Beal.
we're complicating this for whatever the reason may be. I don't know what it is, but what I do know is this late in the season, Kevin Durant is capable of taking his game to another level. Well, Devin Booker is capable. What else do I need? Mo, what else do I need? What other coach has that luxury?
Celtics, Lakers. There's not too many teams when you're talking about that level of scoring. That level of like,
Who's
there's a lot of
score?
teams
Is it?
like Garland and Mitchell. Mitchell maybe in that category. I don't know if I put Garland as a scorer in that category with those other guys. You know what I mean?
Luka and LeBron. Yeah, they're capable, but not as capable as those two. LeBron is at this stage, this version of LeBron is not a better offensive scorer than Devin Booker or Kevin Durant. Now, you can talk about the overall game and that's you can talk about that. But as far as scoring, no way. No way. Like you can argue that that's the best 1-2 combination. Real simple,
For
Kevin
just
Durant,
scoring.
just scoring. If you're just saying just scoring, those two, and you know what's exceptional? And the reason I'm really adamant about those two is because both of them, not only are they phenomenal scorers, I mean, they are both incredible scorers. They are willing passers. Kevin Durant is probably one of the most willing passers I've seen with that, because he's an elite scorer. I don't care what era he plays in. There's not many of them that can you can say that about. He could have played in any era and he would have been a 25-point scorer in any era. I don't care what era, because he's so efficient. And Devin Booker, you can argue he has one of the most beautiful shots ever. I don't care what era. That man can score. So both of them are willing passers that happen to be efficient scorers. And technically speaking now, right? Because we talk about generations and eras. Technically speaking, they can play in any era, both of them, because technically they are fundamentally sound. Okay. What more can you ask for? What more can you ask for? Like, it doesn't get any simpler than that.
As nice
Like,
as this little win streak has been for the Timberwolves, do you want to hear their opponents to close out the season? Because things get a little bit trickier. Starting on Wednesday night, the Celtics come to town. Then they hit the road to play the Timberwolves. Then they get a visit from the Rockets. Then they have to go and play the Bucks in Milwaukee. And then they play the Celtics again. I think they're out east for a little road trip. Bucks, Celtics, Knicks. Then back home to play the Warriors and then the Thunder. And then they close it out against the Spurs and the Kings. But those opponents that they've got coming up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, those next 8 games, that could be A, the difference between them making the play-in and not making the play-in. But B, if you could pick up significant wins in those games against the upper echelon of the NBA's talent, that gives you a real level of confidence headed into the postseason that even if you are a lower seeded team, you believe with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker on your team that you can go out there and do something.
You've heard me say this more a lot. If you give me great players, great talent, I'm a pretty good coach. Okay. I don't have this isn't a confidence thing about the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns can go 8-0 in that stretch. That's how much confidence I have in this team. This isn't, when you have those level of players,
But you think they can go 8-0 against the opponents I just listed?
it's no think. I know the game. You're talking about Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and now I'm worried about an opponent. Give me a better 1-2 combination than
They're
those
below
two.
500.
Mo,
You're talking
we
about in
started it.
theory of giving me a better comment. The reality of this is that this combination is below 500 right now.
If they play with the mind shift they played over the last 3 or 4 games, just get the ball to those two players. They can go 8-0. Again, I'll say what I see. I don't know. I'm not in their practice. See, when you get into a team, then you begin to learn about the inner workings of the team. You learn about the personalities. You learn about the chemistry. You learn about are guys hurt. You learn about all of the things, the professionalism. There's a lot of things that get into the winning. If you're telling me that Kevin Durant and Devin Booker are somewhat healthy, let's say they're 90% healthy. Let's just say they're 90% of themselves. I could go 8-0 in that stretch. And I don't care who else I have on the team. And the reason I don't care is because I know how hard it is to score in this league. Every night, your defense has to be compromised playing against me every single night. You're not going to play me man to man and just say let's stay at home on Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. You're not going to say that. You can't say that because those guys are capable of going 40 plus against man to man defense. You can't do that every single night. I'm at an advantage on the offensive end because you have to compromise your defense. That's even before we start the game. You're not going to play me for 48 minutes one-on-one with Kevin Durant. You're not going to play me for 48 minutes one-on-one with Devin Booker. Okay. So, Mo, that means if four players are guarding two, that means I have three versus one on somewhere on the floor. If I can't figure that out as an NBA coach, then Mo, I probably shouldn't be there. Because that's what you're going to get every single night. You're not going to name me a player, probably with the exception of Brown and Tatum, who can play those guys straight up.
I mean, there are a number of people in the NBA I would trust to guard those guys straight up.
Okay, that's fair. You
Like the
that's fair.
Herb Joneses of the world. Do you know what I mean? But
That's
like,
fair.
there are guys out there. I don't know how many
Okay.
teams have two of those guys on the same team.
Okay.
That's I guess the point you're making. But there
Yes.
are guys out there who I would trust that I could live with the results. They're not going to stop
Yeah, it's
them,
simple.
but I'm
Yes.
comfortable. If I had Herb Jones on my team, I'd be comfortable saying,
Okay.
go guard him one on one.
Okay, so that's my point. I agree with that. You're comfortable with the matchup. However, when Kevin Durant gets it going and Devin Booker gets it going, I don't care who's guarding.
It doesn't
And
matter. It doesn't
it
matter
doesn't
if you got
matter.
one, it doesn't matter if you got
Then if you
two.
got two,
Sometimes it don't
exactly.
even matter if you got three. KD still rising up and knocking down those jumpers.
The only two players that I know that can match them, just match up. And Kevin Durant is just unguardable. He's unguardable. Devin Booker, you run him off picks and stuff. He's right there being unguardable for me. He's right there. And the reason I'm saying Kevin Durant, he's a 7-footer. Devin Booker, Jaylen Brown, and Jason. I think those are four guys are really just like, you just live with it. You live with them too.
Well, you saw when Kevin Durant was on the Brooklyn Nets, how the Celtics guarded him and
Right.
ultimately swept him out of the playoffs when they matched
Oh,
up.
they swept the Brooklyn Nets. They
Yeah.
swept the Brooklyn Nets. They didn't sweep Kevin Durant. They swept the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
However, when you have those players, you have an opportunity to say, I have a player that I know you have to focus in on.
Yeah.
You have to. You can't, like, I don't care what series you're going into. You can't say, well, we're just going to play straight up. And no, you can't. So with that, then it's up for us, when I say us, the coaching staff and the team to figure out how to create an advantage for ourselves because we know we have those guys. That team can go 8-0. Now, I if you told me you could have a job at a place and really kind of figure out who you are, let's figure out with those two. Let's figure out with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Let's figure that out. Okay. Joe Mazzulla has done an incredible job. I'm giving him all the credit. But you know what? That's a pretty good start when you have those two to figure it out with. Okay. That's the type of learning curve you want to go with. If you want to be an offensive coach and they said, well, you got Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Yeah, I could come up with some type of offense mode where we could be pretty efficient. I could come up
I
with
think I
something.
don't think that would be too difficult.
Yeah, but again, what we're really saying, let's just say what we really are saying here. This team has, for whatever the reason may be, they haven't met the expectations of what I can see from afar with the roster. That to me is the bigger question. But as far as them having a tough schedule, no, I'm not worried about that schedule. So good for Kevin Durant, good for the Phoenix Suns. I think I said it yesterday. I like their team. And I don't know what's going on there. Why it's not, who knows? Who knows? That's why I respect the teams. And I say this, and I say it with great humility, winning is very difficult in this league. So don't take that for granted. But this team could easily, as is, okay, I'm going to say something that's outrageous. As is, this team could sneak into the playoffs, 8, 9, or 10, or wherever they end up, and easily upset somebody if they get in the playoffs. just because of those two guys. They're remember now, Kevin Durant. Let's remind everyone. Kevin Durant has been doing this for quite some time. Devin Booker now, let's not forget now, Devin Booker, what, 2-3 years ago, they were in the NBA Finals with him as the best player on that team in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not forget who we're dealing with here. Now, sometime, you know, things happen and whatever the case may be. But with those two, I feel very comfortable. Why wouldn't I go 8-0?
Those two got swept last year.
Yeah, that's fair. They did get swept. But again, they made a change, a coaching change.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. I don't know what's going on, and I'm not pretending to know what's going on there. However, if you're telling me I can play with those two, with 230 points, both of those guys could easily average 30 points for an entire year.
Yeah, but this logic of I've got two guys who can average 30 points, this logic doesn't work in reality. It works in theory. But this logic, that seems to be what people are following. This is what the Brooklyn Nets tried. They had Kyrie and James Harden and Kevin Durant. So you got three guys who can score 30. It didn't work for them there. This is the logic that the Phoenix Suns are trying to follow with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal can add 20, 25.
I'm going to give you a little.
There's more to it than just these guys can score 30 each. Because you're not going to win a basketball game by scoring
65 points. I'm going to give you a little secret here. I'm going to give you a secret. This is a secret. When you have great players, the hardest thing to do in this league is to coach bad players. Why? Because you automatically have an excuse to be bad. Well, look at my roster. You don't have a player that can score 30. So why would you expect me to win? That's okay. Sorry. I said that wrong. The easiest thing to do is to coach bad players because now you have an automatic excuse. Right? The easiest thing to do is to say, well, what am I supposed to do? Because meaning, what play am I supposed to run? Because I can't score the ball because I already have an excuse. The hardest thing to do in this league is to coach great players because the great players place the expectations on you. Okay? Example. Before Phil Jackson got to the LA Lakers, he had two players that could score 30. He had two players.
Kobe and Shaq.
Okay. Now, what was different between Phil Jackson and the other coaches that were there? The hardest thing to do is to get guys to integrate their talent into the framework of a team. When you have those many, when you have Kyrie and Kevin Durant and James, that's very, very difficult to do because now it forces you to play like a team because you just can't go out there individually and win. You can't just roll the ball out there and say, hey, guys, figure it out. You actually have to figure out how to integrate the players into the greatness of these individual talents. That's the hard part. That's the hardest thing ever with a team. So when you play with a great player, you know, Charles Barkley and these type of guys, how do you get them to figure out how to play with the team? And then sometimes they have to go outside of the team and do what they have to do. That's the hardest thing to coach. There is a delicate balance in here. However, if you want to win, you better have you a Jokic. You better have you a Giannis. You better have you a Steph Curry, a LeBron James, who can go outside of the team when need be and then come back into the team when need be. Kevin Durant can do that in his sleep. Devin Booker can do that. We've seen him do it. Now the hard part is, Can we get them to figure out how to integrate their talent into the framework of a team? That's called a system of play. The reason that they are better now, in my opinion, just observing, is because when you have players who will play off of them, not with them, off of them, they're probably going to be better. And the reason being is because there is, if as a guard, if I saw my best player didn't get a shot every two or three possessions, I would purposely redirect the play to make sure that that guy got that ball. Under no circumstances would I play with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and not get them the ball every, if not every time, every other time. There's no other reason to do anything else. You have two, you don't have one guy who's a facilitator and the other guy. No, they are elite scorers who they demand that they're double teamed. It is no secret why they're probably better right now. But I'll say it. It's because the other guys are just playing off of them. They're not fighting for shots.
That's what you're going to say because Bradley Beal's not playing.
No.
I'll be the one to say that.
Bradley Beal is doing what is asked of him. That's hard to do when you're integrating players. You see it all the time in college. You see it all the time in high school. You don't see it as much in the pros. You have to develop a system of play in which everyone has an opportunity to do their job. You just don't come out and run a play and say, well, hey, Mo, it's your turn. And then, hey, BJ, it's your turn. No, you have to develop a system of play where you can take advantage of the defense. Tonight, guys, we're going to take advantage of Mo playing from the post. Tomorrow night, we're going to take advantage of BJ playing screen roll. The next night, we're going to take advantage of, you know, the pinch post, because this team doesn't guard, you know, split screens and all the other. Every single night, Kevin Durant is skilled enough to play in any of those areas on the offensive end. So is Devin Booker. Mo, this is like, so some nights we're going to play isolation basketball. Why? We feel we have a great matchup that we can explore. Tonight, next night, guys, Kevin, your job is to accept the double team, and we're going to play 4 versus 3 on the other end because we know the other defense is not going to leave Devin Booker. You have those level of players. That's a realistic opportunity for the Phoenix Suns. Now, every team doesn't have that. But those two, they have that every single night. So I'm not surprised that they're playing better because those other guys have figured out how to play off of them. And if Kevin Durant scores 30 or more points, they're going to be in, and they're going to be probably in more games than not, especially with Devin Booker.
I do want to shout out Ryan Dunn, Colin Gillespie, and also Iguodaro, because those three guys, kind of the young role players, as you said, playing off Booker and Durant, they've done a great job. Great that we talk about the two superstars, but we have to give some credit to those. I don't think Colin Gillespie's even on a standard NBA contract yet. I don't think his contract's even guaranteed. So.
He's there because he's a really good player. All of these things are thinking like there's left. No, he's in the NBA because he's a really good player. You don't make it to the NBA because you're not good. You're making it in the NBA because you're really good. You're really good. I don't care if he's on a one-way, two-way, whatever way. He is a really good basketball player. And when you get to that level, now your coaches, your team, sometime you got to just get into the right space. Playing with Kevin Durant is the right space. That's a guard's dream, okay? Because the guy, him and Devin Booker, both are willing passers. That's the key. When you have elite offensive talents who are willing passers, you should have a chance every night in this league. I'm not saying you're going to win the whole thing, but you have a chance. You can't defend those level of players consistently without two or more players, which will make you a much better player. We talk about it all the time. Oh, he makes players around him better. You know why he makes them better? Because Mo, he passes the ball. That's how you do it. You can't make anyone better if you're the best player and you don't pass the ball. Mo, it's just simple. Let's not complicate this. It's not complicated. Of course Shaq can make me better because he's getting doubled and triple teamed. That's how it works. So I'm good with that. I like this Phoenix Suns team. And the reason I like their team, and I'll say it for the last time, is because it's late in the season and I'm still wondering what's going on up there. Because I'm like looking at their team going, wow.
And we didn't even mention Bobo.
And
I'm proud of you. A whole episode of the Phoenix Suns with no Bobo.
Hey, you know, listen. Can I just say this about Bo? Because you see, now you know how to get me started, Bo.
Hey, we got to wrap this up, though.
We do.
Got to wrap this up.
Yeah. Can you, Mo, Bo, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker? I mean, Mo, like.
At some point, the Suns are just going to have to hire you to be the head coach. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just call it what it is. I respect Mike Boonholzer. It's great. Fantastic.
No.
Nothing's changed from last year. Matt Ishbia, if you're listening, hire this man. He loves your team probably more than your current coach does. Here we are. Okay, let him. No, he comes every week and tells me if you could put Bobo and Kevin Durant together. Okay, I'm tired of hearing it. I want to see it.
Just think about this, though, Mo. Again, I'm just watching. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not pretending.
DNP CD last night for Bobo.
Boonholzer, I want to make sure we say this. Boonholzer is a championship caliber coach. I don't know. I'm not
calling him to be fired. I'm just saying, if you were in the mood to change things.
This is what I will say, though. This is what I do. Like, there are some things, though, Mo. Like, Kevin Durant and Bobo. You know that I've been saying this for years, so you know this.
Mo. How about this? Kevin Durant and Bobo at the 3 and the 4.
Oh man, that's
another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast.
No, Mo.
We're gonna be here for another hour otherwise.
Mo, I can't. Okay, and I promise this will be 30 seconds.
Okay.
There are certain things that are required to compete and perform at this level. Something is going on up there in Phoenix. Let's just start there. Something's going on. However, Mo, with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bobo, and whatever else they have going there, I think we can figure it out. That's what I will say.
I believe so too.
And that's what I will say. I would. That to me is Bobo. No. And you know I love Bobo. I love Bobo. But there's a reason, and I don't know the reason, but as a person just watching, hey, that's pretty good. And that's really, really good. But all jokes aside, I don't see why this Phoenix Suns team can't go on a run, regardless of what has happened. Regardless what has happened here. Those two are really that good. And you can't say that about a lot of teams, Mo. But those two are really that good. And I hope they get in. Because, Mo, I know they are dangerous. Like those two are dangerous. Yeah, they're. I wouldn't want to play them. I definitely wouldn't want to play them.
I mean,
regardless of what has happened.
Don't be afraid. But let's see if we have the We Believe Phoenix Suns this spring. How about that?
Wouldn't it be great if they got to the conference finals? That would be great. I would love it.
I would love it too, because that would most likely mean they eliminated the Lakers on the way. I would love that.
I would love it. I would just love it for their team. But just because, and those think about it now, those two were like Olympians. Think about, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like this isn't out of the realm for them. Like, we shouldn't, like, with this team, you're like, well, who are we playing? Who cares who you're playing with those two? So, but good for them. Bobo. Yeah, that's another
episode. That's what that is. We'll be back tomorrow with more as the NBA playoffs continue.
In Bowl, we believe. In Bowl, I will say this. I believe in Bobo. That's all I want to say.
You're not the only one. But we'll be back tomorrow with more from the Hoop Genius podcast. So make sure you subscribe to the show. Shout out to Matt HBO if you are watching this. Until next time, get buckets.